Adventures of Tintin by Hergé, dramatized by Simon Eastwood. 2. The Prisoners of the Sun.
To the editor from Tintin, famous boy reporter. Subject, the bracelet of Raskar Kapark. Professor Calculus had been kidnapped because he had unwittingly taken the sacred bracelet of the Inca mummy. Captain Haddock, Snowy and myself were now hot on their heels as we flew to Kiowa in Peru to meet the chief inspector of police and ensure the safe return of Professor Calculus.
So, as I understand it, gentlemen, your friend has been kidnapped and you have good reason to believe he's aboard the Pachuca Mac, which today arrived in Kiowa, am I right?
Absolutely, Inspector.
Excuse me. Hello?
Thank you.
I'm sorry, gentlemen. I've been informed that the Pachuca Mac is flying the yellow flag and the blue pennant.
Typhoon's infectious disease aboard.
2 cases of yellow fever, to be precise. The Pachuca Mac is anchored some way offshore. The doctor has ordered 3 weeks of quarantine. I'm terribly sorry.
3 weeks? This is ridiculous.
Hardly a surprise.
Naturally, when the quarantine is lapsed, we will search the ship from top to bottom.
Oh.
In the meantime, you will have to be patient.
It certainly seems that way. Tell me, Inspector, the doctor who ordered the quarantine, what nationality was he?
Quechua. Indian, as a matter of fact.
Quechua? Really?
Well, 3 weeks in the sun. Do they do bones in Peru, I wonder?
3 weeks without knowing whether Calculus is even aboard the blistering bathtub.
There's no question of waiting 3 weeks. We're going to find out tonight.
What do you mean tonight?
Tonight I shall go aboard the Pachuca Mac.
What about the yellow fever, stupid? Have you forgotten?
Captain, I'll bet anything you like that every man aboard the Pachuca Mac is as fit as you and me.
But thundering typhoons, the doctor definitely
the
said.
The doctor is a Quechua Indian, Captain. So is Chiquito. Doesn't that mean anything to you? Stop rowing, Captain. We won't go any further. The crew might see us.
Now, you're quite sure about swimming the rest of the way, are you? There are sharks around here.
Nuts for the sharks.
Oh. Anyway, you should be fast asleep at this hour like everyone else.
Oh, good. Does that mean I can nod off?
Snowy, keep your eyes open and your nose alert. Goodbye, Captain.
Goodbye, boy.
Be a good boy, Snowy.
Well, I wasn't thinking of having a party.
Thundering typhoons, there's no stopping him.
The anchor. And over the side. Now comes the most difficult part. Finding the professor without being seen. So far, so good. Yellow fever, eh? Sounds as if they're having a party. This is where the cabins must be, but which one is Calculus in? Oh, crumb, someone's coming. Oh, they've heard me. Nothing for it. Into the cabin.
No, it's nada. Debe de sair el gato.
Oh, they think it's a cat.
Buenas noches.
They've gone. Oh, someone's in the bunk. I must get out of here.
Excuse me, a little further to the west.
There's only one person in the world who talks like that, and that is Cuthbert Calculus.
A bus? No, I keep telling you a train is much quicker.
Oh, Professor! Professor? Wake up! He's obviously been drugged. Oh, hello. Bracelet from the mummy.
See?
What?
The bracelet of Raskar Kapark.
Oh, Chiquito.
See, Chiquito. And you did not hear me enter. Careless. Now don't move, or I'll shoot.
What do you want with poor Calculus?
He has committed sacrilege. He has put on the Inca bracelet. He must die. As for you, I will decide later if your fate should be worse than his.
Alonso!
Now, while his head's turned.
Alonso!
Oh,
The crew. I've got to get out of here.
Love was her, you know. All the night.
Thundering sight! Move! Those mono gathers are murdering victim!
Oh, he's lost one of his horse!
You shut up, you sea lion, you! Din! You mean it! Are you not hurt, are you?
No, special. Let's get out of here fast.
Right.
I think you're all in.
Right.
Captain, on board, Captain. They're going to put him to death.
Goodbye.
When we get to the shore, dash back to town and alert the police. I'll stay on the beach and keep an eye on them.
All right, then. Keep well hidden. They won't hesitate to kill you off now.
No.
Answer.
Hello.
Policia headquarters.
This is an emergency. Wake up the chief inspector.
Agora, do you want to talk to the senior chief inspector?
Yes.
At this hour,
yes.
Are you going crazy?
No,
the
I...
The chief inspector is asleep.
You must... This blubbering bird brain is...
Captain? Captain, over here. Where are the reinforcements?
They're not coming.
Oh, no.
I'll explain that. Any news on Calculus?
Well, shortly after you left, they brought him ashore.
Oh.
I overheard them say they were heading for the station to buy tickets for Jaga.
Jaga?
And the train would have left by now, but we can get the next one. Captain, we've no time to lose.
Right.
Well, Snowy old boy, we're on our way to Jaga. How will we find Professor Calculus when we get there?
I know. It'll be a right saga in Jaga.
You know, it's a funny thing. Here we are, in the rear carriage, and not a soul in sight. Yet, when we left the station, the platform was packed.
Strange. I say, in this travel guide here, it says on this line the train climbs to 15,865 feet, highest railway in the world.
Ah, not surprised. My ears are going funny.
Hello? We're slowing down. Expect we're coming to a station. Let's have a look. Great snakes! Captain, get out quick! The coupling is broken and our coach is running away!
Please be barnacles, what the...
No time for talk, Captain. Quick, out the door, jump!
Thundering time, move!
Now!
You're on, Evo!
Come on now, Snowy, it's our turn! Don't be afraid!
As a pet, I demand the right to be left at home in future.
Come on, Snowy, good boy! Ready?
That's if I have a future!
Oh, no, we can't possibly jump! Right, Snowy, are you ready?
What, for extinction? You wouldn't treat a dog like this.
A viaduct, a river. Snowy, this is it. It's our last chance. The high dive or obliteration.
Oh, you can't eat a dog, don't you?
No!
Talk about being thrown in the deep end.
You must have nine lives, lad.
Oh, it's a relief, coach.
What's a relief?
Let's see what this guano gatherer's got to say for himself.
Buenos dias, senor. Are you see my coach? Big, brown, go very fast.
I'll give you, coach. We were in it.
No, no, manners, Captain.
It's a terrible accident.
Accident? You mean attempted murder?
But it's bad breaks.
I'll give you bad breaks.
Maybe, but we're wasting time. We must get to Jaga. Will you take us there?
We arrived, senors. My apologies for the accident.
Oh, yes, thank you. Seems he doesn't believe our story, Captain.
Nor does anyone, including the police at Kiowa. Blistering barnacles, we're on our own now.
There's only one thing to do. Split up and question some of the locals.
Right. We'll meet outside the station in an hour.
Excuse me, senor, but have you seen...
My good man, I don't suppose you've noticed...
No, sir.
A thin man with a little goatee beard?
No, sir.
No, it might have been carrying a pendulum.
No, sir.
Slightly hard of hearing.
No, sir, my hearing pattern.
Professor Calculus, he's deaf as a doornail.
No, sir.
No, sir. They're the only words they know, the stubborn South American centipede. I wonder if they know anything in the Tavola.
No, sir.
Cheers. Oh, I wonder how Tintin's getting on.
No say. It's a fat lot of good. Oh, they must know something, but they won't let on.
Get off me!
Those rogues are picking on that young orange, sir.
Your oranges, boy. Oh. Or your life.
We can't just stand by. Come on, Snowy.
I'll take the small one.
Get off him, you brute! Aren't you ashamed, bullying a child like that?
Looking for trouble, eh? Leave him to me, Pedro.
Oh, help behind you. Oh, only one thing to do. Grab him from behind.
Snowy, that's enough.
Oh, you can't beat a good rat, Satan.
Be off with you. Pick on people your own size and future. Well, where's that little orange cell I got to?
Senor.
What the?
On the other side of the bush, senor. Oh. But do not look this way. Pretend to tie your shoelace. No.
But who are you?
Oh, it not matter. I know where your friend is prisoner. You buy guns and come tomorrow at sunrise to Bridge of the Inca. You understand? Bridge of the Inca. You go now.
Senor.
Yes?
You listen to me. I see you go to help, Indian boy. You are good. You are brave.
How about me?
Who are you?
I speak wise words. You not go in search of your friend. Otherwise, you meet many dangers.
How do you know?
I know, senor. You remember train that ran away?
Well, how did you know
that? You have good luck that time, but you not always have good luck. You not go.
I can't abandon my friend.
That is very foolish choice. You still go? Then take this. Very good. Help you in danger.
Oh, a talisman. Well, what do you... He's gone. You know, Snowy, things get curiouser and curiouser.
Typical. Lounging about while I do the hard work. Have I missed anything? Oh, blistering barnacles. Why doesn't he show up, this guide of yours?
Oh, it's only just sunrise, Captain. Perhaps he...
Perhaps it's a trap. Have you thought of that, lad?
Hmm. Yes, of course. But we have to start trusting someone sometime.
Oh, guy wounds my rifle at... What happened?
You pulled the trigger, Captain.
Oh, marvellous. We brought along trigger-happy Haddock.
It was that bird call. I'm sorry. I'm feeling a bit on edge.
Well, it's lucky your rifle's pointing skywards.
Senors!
Oh!
Captain!
Billions of blue, blistering barnacles. I need a drink.
You've lost your bottle.
Senors, come quickly. It is me, your guide.
The little orange cellar, the one I was talking about, Captain.
Oh, there. How do you do, sir? Sorry about shooting. I was trying to catch dinner.
Yes. So, it was you who spoke to me yesterday?
Yes, from behind bush. If Indians see me speak to you, they kill me at once. Now, you come quickly. We cross bridge. On other side, I have llamas to carry supplies.
Oh, we can't thank you enough, and we don't even know your name.
Zorino, senor.
Now, look, Zorino. Where is our friend?
He is prisoner in Temple of the Sun.
What?
But no one tell. All afraid.
Afraid?
Afraid of Inca, senor. Vengeance of Inca terrible when Indian tell white man what white man must not know.
What about white dog?
The Inca? The Temple of the Sun? An Inca in these days, it's unbelievable.
White men not know, senor. Only you know.
Well, thanks to you, Zorino. But aren't you afraid of the Inca too?
Alone, I afraid. With you, I not afraid. Come, we go. We have many rivers to cross.
For Zorino's sake, I tried to hide the trepidation that I felt. Our journey was to be long and arduous.
Take that! This barnacle's man-eating off!
The perils of the jungle faced at every turn.
That's got them on the run!
But, senor, they were rabbits.
Obstacles, both man-made and from nature, were pitted against us.
Something move, I tell you.
Yes, Captain. Snowflakes.
Come on!
Avalanche!
Avalanche! Take cover!
Finally, close to exhaustion, we arrived at the great waterfall of the Inca, our last obstacle before the great temple itself. Using a rope made from jungle creepers, Zerino managed to lasso one end to the other side of the waterfall. He and the captain crawled safely across.
All right, Tintin.
Now it was my turn. Now, Louis, sit still.
How would you like to be strapped to someone's back? I feel like a rucksack.
Right. Here we go.
Come on, you can do it.
Oh, it's not easy with Snowy wriggling around.
Oh, let's stop playing father.
Snowy.
Come on, lad. Not far now.
Don't get down, Senor Tintin, and you will be okay.
Captain, the rope's feeling slack.
What's that you're saying?
Captain, the rope's going. He's going to snap.
No, Tintin. No, no, no.
Where is he?
I don't understand. No sign.
Well, Senor Tintin, not dead, is he, Captain?
Tintin. Oh, Tintin.
No. Please, no.
No, my poor Zerino. Tintin is gone. What am I going to do?
Hello!
That boy. I got him. That must be Jamie.
No. No. It's Senor Tintin.
Captain! Zerino! Here! Behind the waterfall!
Behind the waterfall? How can you be behind the waterfall?
It's only a thin curtain of water. Climb down a little further and you'll see. I think I've made a very interesting discovery.
Blistering barnacles, a cave!
It seems incredible, Captain, but I think I've stumbled upon an entrance to the Temple of the Sun.
What? You have much luck on your side, Senor Tintin. But now, the spirits of the Incas are all around us.
You may be right, Zerino. Look, I'd like to give you this. It was given to me back in Jarga. As you said, I have much luck on my side, and, well, perhaps it might come in useful.
Thank you, Senor.
Now, unfortunately, I lost all my ammunition in the fall. Have you any left, Captain?
No. I've just got this sheet of newspaper. It was wrapped up in.
Well, we might as well dump our guns then. Oh, but I'll take the newspaper. Oh. We might need to light a fire, right? I suggest we go and see what's at the top of these steps. Come on, everyone. This isn't over yet.
Oh, Pachacamac, divine sun god, the seven white men who violate our sacred tomb, now live, come, sleep. The ape man, they call countenance, will make sacrifice beneath your holy rays. Then, the revenge of the lost Incas will be complete!
Skeletons. Looks like some sort of tomb.
No, goody. I'm a real-life bone heathen.
Oh. We can't go any further. The steps are blocked by fallen rocks.
Earthquakes, senor. Very frequent in South America.
Oh, what a lovely thought when we're in a tomb.
Oh, mighty Pachacamac, show us that we, your humble servants, are worthy to use your name in praise.
I see. Look at that slab in the wall. Perhaps it's a way in. We must try to push it over.
What a help.
Come on now. One.
Two, three.
Hold on. What's that noise?
Spread it. It moved. Again. One, two, three.
Go the side.
What
It's all gone out into the lion's den.
Sacrilege! Seize them!
Wonderful timing, boys.
Seize them!
No, we will die.
Oh, don't cry, Zerino. Oh, we'll get out of this. You see?
Get out. Easier said than done. Thundering sea gherkins, ectoplasm!
No, don't get into a flap, Captain.
Hello, what's this in my pocket? Oh, yes, the newspaper the captain's ammunition was wrapped in.
Oh, that's it. Have a read. Why not put your feet up? Would you like a cup of tea?
Oh, no, wait. Why, it says here that... Oh, no. But then why should that help? Unless a... No, that would be too much to ask.
What are you babbling on about?
Well, you see...
Spit it out, boy!
You come. The Inca Prince of the Sun awaits you.
Strangers, those who violate the sacred temple of the Sun God will be put to death.
Noble Prince, we were simply looking for our friend, Professor Calculus.
Your friend dared to wear the sacred bracelet of Raskar Kapach. Your friend will likewise be put to death.
Zerino, show the Inca your talisman.
But Tintin, what about you?
It's your only chance. Just do it.
Very well.
Did you steal that, little viper?
I no steal it, noble prince. Signor Tintin, give it to me. I no steal.
Noble prince of the Sun, it is I who gave the sacred token to this young stranger.
You, Wasgar, gave this talisman to an enemy of our race.
With my own eyes, I saw him go to the defense of this boy. For that reason, I gave him the token. Did I do wrong, illustrious prince?
No, Wasgar. You did nobly. But our laws are strict. Only the life of the boy will be spared.
Thank you, noble prince.
Oh, Tintin.
Take him away. Oh. As for you two, and you, dog, you will be put to death by the rays of this sacred sun, which will light the pyre to which you will be bound.
Oh, so now I'm going to be turned into a hot dog.
What a pickle.
Thank you, noble prince. It will be a great honor.
You starved, raving bunkers.
But, noble prince, may I ask you to grant us one favor?
It is granted.
I wish... We wish to die in... 18 days' time, at 11 o'clock. It is my friend's birthday.
It's not crazy, you know it isn't.
Toby! Guards, take them away!
Finally, the hour of our sacrifice had arrived. We were led to the pyre on which we would be put to death and bound to poles of wood.
This is it. The end of the road.
Come on, Captain. How can you think that way on such a sunny day?
Next you'll be telling me to look on the bright side.
There's Professor Calculus.
What?
Old Cuthbert after our long search. Oh. They're going to tie him up beside us.
Is that supposed to make me feel better?
Captain, what a delightful surprise. How are you?
Oh, very well, thanks, as you can see.
And you too, my dear Tintin. I'm so pleased to see you again. But tell me, what is all the performance? Where are we?
With the Incas.
At the pictures? Oh, good. Yeah, I quite understand. They're making a film, some historical drama, no doubt. Who'd believe they're acting?
It is the hour of sacrifice.
Oh, crumbs. Supposing I'm wrong.
Let the sacrifice begin! Let the high priest of the sun advance to the pyre! Now, Wasgar, apply the globe of fire. The sun god awaits!
What's that thing he's got there?
That's the burning glass to set our bonfire alight.
We shall have glass.
Yes, it is bright, but sunglasses would be inappropriate.
Let me go! You mustn't kill them! Tintin!
It's all right, Zerino.
Oh, Pachacamac, god of life! Strike now with thine avenging ray!
Stay!
High priest Hawaska! The sun god will not hear your prayers. O magnificent sun, if it is thy will that we should live, give us now a sign.
How dare you call upon this...
O sublime Pachacamac! Display thy power, I implore thee. If this sacrifice is not thy will, hide thy shining face from us now.
Oh, poor Tintin. He's gone off his head.
Not at all. Your hat is very chic.
I thank thee, Supreme Majesty. My prayer is answered. The darkness moves across thy face.
But blistering barnacles is right. Have I gone crazy too? It's magic.
What's it? They look genuinely terrified. And what an idea to wait for a real eclipse.
Eclipse!
An eclipse, that's all it is, Captain.
By Pachacamac. This sun obeys him. Quickly! Set them free!
You see now, Captain? The newspaper.
It's miraculous.
Yes, excellent timing and all in one take, of course.
It always pays to read the stars.
I give my word, noble strangers. You are free.
Thank you, noble prince. But I have one further request.
Oh, steady on, Tintin. Ooh, talk about pushing your luck.
In my country, there are 7 learned men who are still, I imagine, in a hypnotic sleep. I beg you to end their suffering.
These men came here like hyenas, plundering our sacred treasures. They deserve the punishment I have meted out.
They did not come to plunder, noble prince of the sun. But in not respecting your ancient laws, they did wrong. I implore you to forgive them, and you have my word they will not violate your tombs again.
So be it. I will put an end to their torment. But for the nobility you have shown, I do this. Not for them. Before you leave, noble stranger, I too have a favor to ask of you.
I know, noble prince of the sun. I swear that I will never reveal to anyone the whereabouts of the Temple of the Sun.
Me too, old soul. May my rum be Russian and my beer be barbecued if I breathe so much as a word.
Me too. I swear I will never act in another film, however glittering the contract Hollywood may offer me. You have my word.
And so, with a burning desire to head for home, we bid farewell to our fiery friends. In the heat of the moment, we'd had quite a scare, but more sparks would soon be flying in the calculus affair.
The Prisoners of the Sun starred Richard Pearse as Tintin, Andrew Sachs as Snowy, Lionel Jeffries as Captain Haddock, Stephen Moore as Professor Calculus, with Stephen Thorne as Huascar, Andrew Wincott as Chiquito, Charles Kay, and Neil Roberts as Zorino. The Adventures of Tintin by Hergé are dramatized by Simon Eastwood, the music is by Roger Lim, and the program produced by John York. Tune in next week, same network, same time.